Blog Talk Radio.
Another side is going to feel another way.
a confrontation, not only in a argument sake, it could have to do with your relationships. When you're talking about a significant other, or when you're at work, or when you're hanging out with friends. And confrontations are not always negative. It's positive as well. Do you understand that sometimes in order to get something accomplished, you have to have a confrontation. You have to have conflict. And the reason it's called conflict, I guess, is because you feel one way and I feel another way. And we feel too differently, so we are agreeing, we're in some type of conflict. And so you can be at work and you want to raise. And you think, I want to raise. I have to go into my manager or boss or whoever's office or HR or whatever the case may be and build your case for making more money. And you can say to yourself, man, that's a tricky situation, man. I do not want to have to go through the mental, I guess, stress of maybe getting it or maybe not. So let me just shy away from that confrontation. Or you could just be in a group of friends. You may not agree with what a friend is doing. Maybe you have a friend that's addicted to drugs or something, or addicted to drinking or something, or maybe not even that, or just your friend doesn't know how to tell the truth. Your friend just lies to everybody all the time. Everybody knows it, but nobody does anything about it. So this is a confrontational moment that could be healthy, because you can have that friend sit around and one day just have to say something to that friend. Now, you can avoid it because you don't want to get in confrontation with that person. You don't want conflict. You don't want to upset your friend because your friend, you want to help your friend, but you're trying to figure out whether you should start confrontation or conflict or discussion in order to help your friend. So that's how confrontation and conflict happens. Do you sit back and consider the options you have? Or do you go, okay, after I consider the options, do I continue on or do I just say, forget it, I don't want nothing to do with it? So that's how confrontation goes. Do you shy away from it? Do you question it? Or do you ignore it all together? So around this time of the show, I ask a simple question. And the question of the week is, what, obviously, how do you handle conflict? And it's kind of convoluted? It's kind of a broad question because conflict comes in many different forms. But just on a very simple level, how do you handle conflict? When conflict comes, depending on what the situation is, how do you handle it? What you think about that? And I'll be back. Sometimes you have confrontational people. And I can admit to being that type of person every so often. I've been told I'm argumentative or confrontational. And I really am really asked the question, like I've been saying before. I don't just ask everybody else to answer these questions. I ask them to myself. And yes, I can be confrontational. And during confrontation, I can sometimes start it. At first, when I was younger, I just used to shy away from it. I used to get all the way away from it. If I felt like you about to argue with me or you disagree with me, you win the argument. You win the disagreement. I left it alone because it caused extra stress that I wasn't comfortable with. But then I started to realize that sometimes if you don't say anything or you don't speak up or you don't, if you keep shying away from confrontation, you might not get accomplished what you're trying to get accomplished. Or if you be too confrontational, you might end up hurting the situation. For example, I went to school, college, around where I am, and I went to, back when I was in school, I went to go get food from a cafe on campus. I had tickets on my car. I had plenty of tickets on my car. But I never thought that they would tow my car. Okay, that's just me thinking that way, which is wasn't smart. Okay, you get so many tickets, they tow it, makes sense. So I'm walking out from the cafe, and they're putting my car up on the tow. I go run out there. I'm yelling at the guy. I get in my car. What, mind you, my car is up in the air, basically. And I get in my car and turn my car on and try to drive my car off of the tow truck. And so saying all that to say, sometimes being that confrontational or not handling confrontation right, we're all upset when we get our car towed, but the best, it's not the smartest idea to do what I did and hop in your car and try to drive your car off from getting towed. Sometimes confrontation, being too confrontational or acting too aggressively in a situation of confrontation or conflict can get you in a lot of trouble. And so that's the whole point I was making with me trying to drive off with my car, knowing that it's just going to get towed and nothing I could do about it. And so, you know, that's what, how confrontation works. Sometimes you go a little too far. Sometimes you do what I used to do when I was younger, just shy away from it. You try to find a balance, and with hard, life is really hard to have a balance, especially depending on what somebody, if somebody came to you with a story about you and made it up and down talked your name and made you out to be the worst person in the world, it's hard to start that conflict or that discussion with a level mind and a level head. So it's really hard when I say, how do you deal with conflict? It's really hard to deal with something that is just not fair to you when it comes to confrontation. But I guess to sum it up or to put it on a very easier level, instead of just saying maybe end up being fighting somebody or yelling at somebody, if you want something done, confrontation can be very healthy. If you want to have more confidence about yourself, then you can also take confrontation as a confidence builder, because sometimes someone may disagree with you, and instead of saying, okay, you win, have a valid argument for your side. And then that confrontation can turn into something very good that worked out for you at the end of the day. So, you know, handle confrontation depending on the situation, I guess, because you want your, in rehab, we want peace, right? In order to get peace, you can't always back down, and you can't always try to win every confrontation. You have to take every confrontation for depending on how it comes. Because in order to have peace, you do what you need to do when it comes to confrontation and conflict in order to bring you peace. If it takes you to disagree with somebody, or if it takes you to need to speak to somebody that you care about, or if you want a raise, or if you feel like you're being mistreated at the job or in situations in life, the confrontation is necessary. But sometimes your car is getting towed and there's nothing you can do about it. So maybe confrontation in that matter doesn't help anybody. You know, so it just, you have to weigh confrontation and conflict in situations like that, depending on what you want and whether it can help you or whether it hurts you at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, all we want is peace. And in order to get peace, you have to do what you need to do to bring peace to others too.